we're going, my dear friend.
The old hometown.
We're going to the old hometown.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Enfield.
Monica Wright, director of the Enfield Safe Harbor Warming Center, operating out of the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church, and they do some tremendous, tremendous work. Monica, good morning, good morning, and I'll tell you something, you guys up there in Enfield, over the years, you've really done some tremendous things. You really have.
Absolutely, and good morning to you. On behalf of Enfield Safe Harbor Warming, I want to thank you for having me on this morning just to talk a little bit about the Warming Center.
Now, you folks, Monica, you have a need, says here, for overnight volunteers to help offer the homeless a safe and welcoming place. So I guess your immediate need here is for folks on the overnight?
Yes, we need volunteers for the overnight shift for the Warming Center.
Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Well, what we do is we usually go out to recruit, which is myself and a couple other people. We go tabling at community events. We send out emails any way we can recruit volunteers to come in. Once we do get the volunteers, we train them and assess, you know, for them to work with the homeless, with the issues and challenges that they may come in with. And then they work their shift, which is usually 10 hours, from 9 p.m. in the evening until 7 a.m. in the morning.
And you're doing this, you're getting ready, obviously, because we can feel it this morning. The cold weather is starting to build in here, so I'm guessing that's why you're stepping this up now.
Absolutely. You know, they're predicting a cold winter, and, you know, we just want to be set. We want to be available. So when we do open our doors, we will have enough people to accommodate our guests. I don't call them homeless, I call them our guests, so that they can come out of the cold.
Well, let me just say to you that the two of us really, really get into this. In fact, we just finished a presentation about Focus Center for Autism, and here you are doing this at the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church.
Yes.
In Enfield, and these are some things that don't get the type of coverage they should get, and that is why the two of us every now and then will do something like this so that we can stimulate other folks to do what you're doing.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the homelessness crisis is just it's just bigger than we can even imagine or think of. And, you know, when we think about people who are down on their luck and who lose their homes, you know, it just touched my heart because, you know, you see it all the time. And the thing is that there's just not enough accommodations to not only help them out, but also to give them the services that they need so they can, you know, become sustainable again and be productive.
Monica, if somebody wants to be a homeless volunteer, an overnight volunteer for your warming centers, what should they do? Because you say plainly right here in a quote I see from you, without the volunteers, we would not be able to open our doors. Plain and simple. You lay it out there. What if somebody's listening now or may know somebody who say, listen, you know, they may want to put a few hours in as the cold weather comes up?
Absolutely. They can contact myself personally. And to volunteer, you know, we don't discriminate. As long as you have a heart of compassion and as long as you're willing to do the work, you can contact myself and we can get you trained so you can help volunteer and help our guests at the Warming Center.
Now, the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church is tremendous, and the people there are the same.
And, oh, gosh, yes.
And Monica, you know, this is something in, I call it the old hometown because I was raised there.
Okay.
And you had, it was that kind of a town when somebody needed some help. And I know that we'll get some for you in the next few days.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on. And they can give me a call at 860-970-9065. And they can ask for Monica, and I will definitely open a dialogue with them and get them on the road to helping to volunteer at our warming center.
Let's go over the number again, Monica. 860-970-9065. 860-970-9065, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Yes.
And I just want to, before I get off, I just want to, you know, say to the members of Holy Trinity Church, thank you, because they opened up their space to us, you know, so we will be able to do this. And if it wasn't for their generosity, and if it, you know, wasn't for the members of that congregation, we wouldn't be able to have it. But also, I want to say again, it is our volunteers who are really the heartbeat of the warming center. If it wasn't for our volunteers, we would not be able to accommodate our guests.
And it's going to be 30 tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going to be 30. So, no, this is the right time. But again, what Paul and I want you to do, just make sure that you, you know, keep in touch with us.
Definitely.
Don't be afraid.
Yep, call in.
Don't be afraid to call us. Donna Banks, she will take the calls, and she gets everything together. So that is the person that you call if you want to get a hold of either one of us.
Absolutely, and thank you again. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks, Monica. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too now. Bye-bye.
So there you go, folks. If you want to volunteer, you're in the area, 860-970-9065, 860-970-9065. The Enfield Safe Harbor Warming Center, they need volunteers. They say if they don't have volunteers, she said, Brad, to work 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. overnights, they cannot open the center. Wow.
Well, you know, this is what it's all about, and you know that, Paul, and I certainly know it too. But these are the things sometimes that are kind of left out.
Yeah, you know? You're right. They're
the
under
holidays,
the radar.
The
yeah,
holidays
yes.
are coming.
And, yeah, yeah.
Everything is gay and everything yeah. else. Well, these folks
yeah.
will be taken care
yeah,
of.
And Brad, you mentioned the temperatures dipping. And think if you're going to be in your home, your condo, your apartment tonight, and, oh, geez, there's a little bit of a chill. Maybe I should turn the heat on. Well, think about people that, A, don't have any place to go, and, you know, a little bit of a chill. You may be people having to sleep outside tonight. So, you know, think about how fortunate, you know, folks out there are, and think about the help that people like the folks at the Enfield Safe Harbor Warming Center need.
860-970-9065. Mm-hmm. And we'll be right back after the news.